Reports of delays of up to 6 weeks for people trying to get their passports renewed has created chaos at passport offices around the country, as long queues snake their way out of DFAT offices up and down city streets. Wait times on the helpline are actually at over an hour, and many just get a recorded message or simply get cut off. Some families looking to go to an overseas wedding or other event are finding that, curiously, only some members of their family get their passports renewed, while others are subject to lengthy delays. I asked the CEO of the Australian Federation of Travel Agents, Dean Long, whether all people around Australia were getting these lengthy delays.
Well, we are finding the delays that are caused by over 2 million people letting their passports expire over the last 2 years is definitely having an impact, that it is challenging for everybody. I believe the passport office is processing around about double what they would in any normal processing day. So we're all struggling to get through this.
Well, I've never seen queues quite so long coming out of a building, and that's without the queues in the building. Are people finding they've left it too long to renew their passports?
In some situations, unfortunately, yes. Those people that have seen a deal or have decided to have a quick decision to go overseas and found their passports that have expired, some of them aren't progressing with their travel or have had to seek a cancellation because of not having an active passport.
And what's the situation with insurance now? I mean, you have to try and get, particularly with certain countries, COVID insurance. And is there problems also with getting cancellations due to passport problems?
Look, most of the time, having an invalid passport or a passport with insufficient validity on it won't be a reason to claim on travel insurance. That'd be pretty much in every standard terms and conditions of a purchase of a travel insurance product. And that's one of the reasons why, if you do use an agent, it'll be one of those things that most agents will have on the checklist to make sure that you've got at least 6 months left of 6 months validity on your passport upon your date of arrival back into Australia. And that, again, is one of the benefits of using an ATAS agent, is that they can help you through those processes and avoid having some of those claims and lost money.
Yeah, so it's not like, you know, you're travelling within the last 6 months. You've got to have an extra 6 months at the end by the time you come back. Is that right?
Yeah, you need to have at least 6 months validity left on your passport from when you're due to return to Australia. So most countries won't allow you to enter into a country if your departure date is within that 6 months validity. So normal passports have a 10-year, or all passports in Australia have a 10-year validity about them. However, it's really only in function 9 years and 6 months. That last 6 months isn't really recognised by any jurisdiction around the world.
And where are you seeing the demand coming from? Is it major cities, or is it just simply everywhere?
The demand is everywhere. And one of those things that the passport office did try to do a lot during COVID, and we were part of this push, was to get people checking their passports and getting them renewed. And there were some people doing that, but it is a whole of society problem where the system wasn't built to be processing over 2 million passport renewals or new applications that come through during the last 2 years. And then on top of that, you've just got the normal demand where someone's expired or wanting a new passport. So there's no particular issues other than there's just not enough people, and there's a reason why the Australian passport is the most trusted form of identity, is that every form is checked by a human and every aspect of those are confirmed. And it's one of the reasons why we have one of the most powerful passports in the world. So the reasons for that and that high level of security does mean the processing time is being delayed, but it does mean we have a very powerful passport that allows us to travel to most destinations without a visa.
And speaking of those destinations, what is it that people are finding particularly attractive at the moment? Is there particular destinations, or are they looking at cruises more, or what's sort of where's the herd going?
We're seeing some really great movements into the Pacific at the moment with the lowering of restrictions, and Fiji has definitely led the way there. Fiji has been powering along the last 6 months, which is great. The United Kingdom and also the United States is seeing some very good recovery. But I must admit, the recovery out of the US is being hampered by their pre-testing arrangements. Those countries that have got no testing arrangements, such as the United Kingdom, are seeing a huge renaissance of reconnecting connecting family and friends, and the 70th Jubilee and all those things people are wanting to travel for. But those countries such as New Zealand, their recovery would be so much more quicker. We know there's a huge level of demand. They just need to get their testing requirements in line with Australia, which is a free and open border, and that's really where we need to get to, and we'll see more Australians travelling around the world then.
So in New Zealand and the USA, you have to get tested on arrival, or can you be tested before you go?
Most of those countries are all testing before you get on the plane, so you need to demonstrate you have a negative test. Fiji, for example, you can get tested on arrival and you've got to stay within your resort for that period of time. I think it's you have to get a rapid antigen test within 3 days of arrival. There's a number of different ways about that, but there's been over 200 border changes just in the last 2 months alone. So it is a little bit of a complicated time, and that's really the power of an ATAS agent. They can help you understand that, and that whether it's be your corporate or you're online or you're independent on the high street, there's a way you can engage with an accredited entity, which is really important.
Dean Long, CEO of the Australian Federation of Travel Agents, speaking with me there.